You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good, Earl, man. It is getting closer to the weekend, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. I haven't been sick all winter.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy, man? You know, I got an ace in the hole, man.
I got to take some of your advice, man. The past 2 days been kicking up.
Hey, man. Listen, man. I used to play Russian roulette with my health. And then somebody told me about a guy.
Who was that?
Named Omar.
And I
initially, I was a little hesitant. Come on, man. You know what I mean? What is he supposed to do for me? You know, I've got top doctors at Frater Hospital. I'm not concerned. I don't need to worry about the rest of that stuff. I'm taking my medication, and everything is fine. And then this guy, you know, he was, you know, just an average-looking guy, man, right?
Omar, huh?
Yeah, Omar, man. Huh? A little tall. But, you know, he certainly wasn't, he didn't look like Superman, right? Or the Incredible Hulk.
Hey, that's how Peter Parker was with Spider-Man.
And man, all has been right with my health ever since. Good morning. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the owner and proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for the super introduction. Appreciate it.
I don't understand. You got on this fur collar this morning.
Yeah, it's, my God, it's just, it's a beautiful day, and I'm really happy that I am helping with your health. You are taking a really good supplement to support your health, by the way, called Wellmune, and I put it actually on my license plate, because Wellmune has the doses of vitamin C, D, zinc, quercetin, NAC, and vitamin A. These are core six vitamins that have been researched heavily to support immune health, immune resilience, makes you contract colds and flus less. And if you contract a cold or flu, you would have less sick days, and helps with what we call metabolic resilience, which is if you are going to be facing a virus or a bacteria, you're going to thrive better because your body, your cells have enough of these important nutrients to fight back. And we just don't get enough of them in the foods that we eat.
Is that multivitamin that I take?
It's inside the multivitamin, but it's just checking now in what you take. There was a supplement that I gave you called Wellmune. I'm going to review it with you next time you come to the store.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm taking it now.
Yeah.
You know,
it is great stuff.
I'll tell you, all of it is. Because I'm an active guy, I'm around a lot of people. And man, not to have a cold throughout the entire, well, and I had my COVID shot, right? And I had my flu vaccination. So, I mean, all of those things together, right? They kind of put forth a force field.
Exactly. So it's not one magic bullet, a lot of bullets in the right direction. laser focused on your health. You have guidance. You're exercising. You're eating healthy. You're sleeping better. All of this is equal to better health.
You know, PJ is talking about elderberry syrup. When I come to the pharmacy, I see elderberry stuff you got around there. What is he talking about?
Immune system support. Elderberry is very helpful for the immune system, and it also helps with the chronic cough. It helps to thin the mucus. Elderberry has been historically used and studied and researched for immune support. So it's one of the ingredients in some of the products also that you take. So yeah, that's elderberry, and it comes in a syrup, in gummies, and in multivitamins, and in many of the immune supporting supplements.
Oh, okay, Dr. Omar, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to get at today. Where do you want to begin?
I want to begin with talking about the unpacking of the power of ginseng, and then we can talk about the magic of magnesium. And if we have time, we can talk about the truth about the calcium.
So let's get the ginseng.
Yeah. So ginseng is not just one kind. It's more than one kind of ginseng. And not every ginseng is the same as the other.
Well, first off, what is the purpose of ginseng?
Well, ginseng is taken to help with energy, stamina. Support. It's linked to sexual performance in historic lives, and it has been like very old for ages. We hear about ginseng for sexual performance, but there is not just one form of ginseng with one benefit. There is the main ginseng that is used for performance and energy and focus is called the Panax ginseng or the Korean ginseng. And this is very good to help men with focus and clarity, but it's not the best ginseng for women in the rebirth of the perimenopause and menopause. It can cause them some nervousness and irritability. So for women 40 years old plus, we recommend to them Siberian ginseng because it's more of an adaptogen. And better for them is the American ginseng, which has a calming effect and better well tolerated. So the American ginseng is more of calming to the nerves and helps to just kind of cool down. And then there is the red ginseng, which is Korean ginseng, but made in a certain way, steamed and made in a certain way to get some of the products of ginsenoids that are mainly used to help with brain health. And that ginseng, we get from it the RG3, ginsenoids RG3, that is in my top supplement for brain health. You can call it mental clarity, brain health, taking care of brain fog, level 2.0, because I haven't seen something that works on this level of effect throughout the whole day to give you the focus, the clarity, the energy of the brain, and at the same time helps with neuroinflammation. So it makes you think clearer and at the same time not agitated. You are calm, you're focused, and you have the same level of focus and concentration end of the day as you had at beginning of the day. I've been using it myself over the last 10 years. And I speak about it all the time, and that's called RG3 or synapsin.
So how do you determine? Because I thought omega-3 worked good for the brain and those kind. Are there different? You know, how do you determine whether a person should be taking ginseng or the omega-3 then?
We always look for, it's an excellent question. We always fill the void of the basics. So omega-3 has wider uses for inflammation, for the brain health. So I start with omega-3 because it helps with the cardiovascular risk, which is number one I want to make sure is covered, and helps with inflammation and helps with the brain because our brain is more than 60% made of fats and we need the healthy fats. But some people are taking omega-3 and they still have brain fog and they still have a mental fatigue end of the day. Like the other day, I had a lawyer walking in and he was telling me that I work all day. I go home to my wife and kids and I cannot spend any time with them. What do I do? So that's someone that I would start first with nutrition deficiencies that he had, that he needs, multivitamin, omega-3, vitamin D, B vitamins. But then after 3 months, we're reviewing and he's still telling me I need more of my mental health and I don't want to take controlled medications or I don't want to go and take Adderall. I want to take something, natural supplements. So that person, I gave him the Synapsin RG3 and then he came back and he told me, man, I don't know what you gave me, but I feel like my life has changed. I have 2 hours to spend with my family and I go to sleep without having problems sleeping. Because the nice thing about the Synapsin products that I have is that from one end, they have the a ginseng form called RG3 that helps with mental clarity and focus. And another form of ginseng that helps with decreasing the inflammation and helping with oxidative stress or getting rid of the free radicals, which means the cells in the brain clear up and kind of get rid of the junk over the day. So that is a success story of my ginseng. I use it as nasal spray. We dispense it as nasal spray with prescription and as a chewable tablet without a prescription.
So
And that chewable tablet is easy to take.
let me ask you, Dr. Omar. So, because ginseng, it's this plant is grown and they grow it a lot in the state of Wisconsin. It's one of the places that is grown a lot. If it has you've got these different types of ginseng. What are they? Different plants? Are they? You know, when they grow them, or do they do something different? That ginseng grows with different strengths, or is there something added to the ginseng for, you know, the different types that you say exist?
Yeah, the very good question. So they belong to the plants to the same family of genus Panax that includes several distinct species, each considered as true ginseng. So what's grown here most probably in North America is the American ginseng. What's grown in Korea and in Asia is the Asian ginseng, Korean or Chinese ginseng. And then there is a Thai ginseng, which is Eleuthero.
All right, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can call us at 855-752-4842. He'll take any questions or comments.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done
to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. He is the owner and proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429, leave me a message, or go to WeltopiaRx.com.
And Cardi, if people miss that and they want to go back and listen to what the things we're talking about, how do they do that?
Well, Earl, they could always check us out at the Earl Ingram Show by going to www.civicmedia.us.com. Click on the Earl Ingram Show. Click on this episode today, and they can watch all the stuff that you guys talked about today.
All right. Thank you. You know, a couple things, Dr. Omar. Oh, wow. I know this pharmacist. Hi, Omar the pharmacist. This is from Babs, a new caller and new listener.
That's great.
Yeah, she just joined us, and she knows you. So hopefully not from a time before you were married and had children.
You're funny, man.
But anyway.
I'll have my wife not listen to this.
But anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Jim from Brookfield. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Omar. I have a two-part question. First of all, how does Synapsin differ from just a straight-up ginseng supplement? And also, I'm very curious what Dr. Omar thinks of supplements like Emergen-C that my wife swears by prior to going on a trip to strengthen her immune system. It's a powder you put in a, like Alka-Seltzer, put in water. What I've read about it, it's no more beneficial than just taking an orange. But are you familiar with something like Emergen-C, you know, and it's fairly expensive. And is there anything beneficial about taking it?
Hey, thank you, Jim.
These are the type of questions I like because they're very specific, coming from educated people who are doing their best to take care of themselves. First of all, the ginseng, when we are talking about the Korean ginseng for mental clarity, I recommend it to men. I recommend it to actually also people who want to take something to help them with focus and stamina during their work, especially handy
people. Do you
want to mute
for a second or no?
Right.
You said what, Jim?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Omar. I you're explaining it very well. Continue. I'm sorry.
All right. So that's the Korean ginseng. Now, this Korean ginseng is called Panax ginseng. And from the Panax ginseng, we extract from it through a very complicated extraction process that goes into heating the ginseng at a very high temperature to produce the RG3 ginsenoids. So it's heated and then it's cooled and then extracted. So we're concentrating the RG3, the ginsenoid that I'm talking about, that is in the synapsin. And after this extraction process, the RG3 is put in either a powder that we use in compounding for a nasal spray, or it's used as a chewable tablet. These are the two forms that I can see that are available in America now. And I say this because my mentor is one of the health gurus, Dr. Jim Lavelle, is the one who brought in the synapsin to the United States from his Chinese mentors, like more than 10 years ago. And then, so the RG3 is kind of a fermented, heated, extracted ginseng that is very high quality of the Panax ginseng. So if you want energy, stamina, focus, level one, that is the regular Korean ginseng. If you want the next level of brain boosters, that is the synapsin. And the product that we have is called Synapsin Pro LPT. And that's a product I've been taking myself for several months now. And I can speak all day about it. Actually, I'm going on TV show tomorrow to talk about this Synapsin Pro LPT because I've tried it like over the last couple of months, Earl, with like 10 different patients. All of them came back and they told me this is better than Adderall. One of them told me that. I'm not quoting any drug, but I'm talking about having your mental clarity, mental health, and your focus, and at the same time, you don't want to take a hard drug. The only downside that it is expensive, full disclosure, it's not cheap. So, and I get the highest quality, the most concentrated version of it. 60 tablets, and I take two tablets a day. You can take always one, but 60 tablets, we sell it for $137.
Wow.
So it's not cheap, that's why I also keep also the regular Korean ginseng in the store. But what can I do, Earl? I see those awesome products, and I just want to always offer it to my clients and my patients, and I want them always to taste the beauty of natural science. And many times, unfortunately, it's not. It's
well,
not
well cheap. you know, Dr. Omar, and thank you very much for the call, Jim. You know, it's not even that I'm so concerned about the price of that product you just talked about. It's the fact that you're moonlighting on us. You're going to wind up on television. What is that?
Yeah. So it's I'm going on the morning blend. I have a segment. Yeah, I have a segment on the morning blend every few weeks or every few months when I have something to tell. So I'm going on tomorrow 9 a.m. to talk about this specific product.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about mental health and that, because you know what, we want to create memories. Memories is everything, right?
Hey, Dr. Omar, I'm glad to hear you're moonlighting. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
So long, you and me been finding each other for so long, and the feeling that I feel for you is more than stronger. Take it from me, if you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key, darling mine. I would wait forever for those lips of wine, build my world. Love will shine, girl. Watch it and see. If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key.
All right, welcome back to Disco and Omar the Pharmacist. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You have any questions or comments? Feel free to give Dr. Omar a call. You're officially in the pharmacy. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 and leave me a message.
And Cardi, how can they, if they missed out?
So if they ever miss out on the show, they could always log into civicmedia.us. They can click on the Earl Ingram Show, and they could also follow us on YouTube. I forgot to add in the last time. And follow that at civicmedia.us on the YouTube and click on the Earl Ingram Show.
All right. Thank you. You know, Dr. Omar, we're going to talk about a couple other things, but I need to ask you this question. Can you take too many supplements? Because.
Yeah.
I mean, it clearly every system in your body could use a supplement, right? I mean, is it safe to say that?
Well, it is a great question. It is safe to say that we need to take our main beneficent micronutrients from the foods that we eat. And we always try to start slowly with the basic things that we need them. But honestly, I know people that take 20 different supplements and they are well organized. They know what they are taking. And I know other people that take 6 or 7 supplements and they are overwhelmed and they don't know what they are doing. So guidance get to be very important, because also there is drug interactions between the molecules of these supplements that we take and the medications and our health. So the articulation of a plan is very important, Earl, because the ingredients of these supplements differ vastly between products. For example, there was the question that we had about the emergency for immune health. And I want to say that emergency has high dose of vitamin C, and vitamin C has been proven to help and support the white blood cells, immune health, and also great antioxidant. Emergency also has zinc, B vitamins, electrolytes, and these are all important for immune support, especially at the first time when we have those cold and flu symptoms, and we don't want the symptoms to develop to bedridden kind of state. But at the same time, emergency has sugars. It's flavored. So we have like 6 grams of sugars in each packet. That's like a tablespoon, more than a teaspoon of sugar inside emergency. And it has ascorbic acid, acidic form of vitamin C, ascorbic acid, which can be irritating to some patients. If you want to take a better and more holistic approach to powdered vitamin C, check trace minerals, vitamin C. They are flavored, I think, with stevia and erythritol. But if you want to take my opinion on vitamin C, I like the ascorbate version. That's more gentler on the stomach, and you can take more of it without a problem. And it's inside products that are more holistic, like Biotics Research, BioC Plus. And you can get some of those like 100 tablets for about $20. Each one comes as 500 milligram. My recommendation in the dosing is to take 500 milligram twice a day. You don't need to take a very high dose at one time because it's water soluble, leaves the body fast. And if you're starting to feel sick, you actually need to take more frequent dosing of the vitamin C. And if you start to feel you're having loose stools, that's when you scale down for the vitamin C. So you see, just one supplement, vitamin C, that we have been hearing about for long, long times. And then we can get it from orange juice. We can get it from lemon. And we're talking about it for the last like few minutes. And it's just one thing that we think we know many things about. And every time I hear a health talk about vitamin C and the different forms of it, I hear a new piece of information. So it can be overwhelming many times. And there's some of us that want to take everything to be in best health and best shape. And I have to be frank with you, that's me and that's everyone I meet. All right. But then we have to customize the program based on several factors, what you actually need, the basics, affordability, and some people cannot swallow capsules, so we can find solutions for them to take their nutrients, and we can find other ways to take their supplements. So give us a call. Let us know what your needs are, and I'm going to do my best, me and my team, to help you with answering those questions.
So you wanted to talk about the different calciums and
yes,
and why, you know, the different kinds that people should take in for the reasons.
Yes. So calcium is recommended many times by the doctor when we have a problem in osteopenia, osteoporosis. The doctor says to the patient, so go take some vitamin D and calcium. Patient goes to the store and buys the first calcium that they see, and they keep taking it for years. Then later on, they would have calcium score of the heart, and there is calcium score is high. It's like having calcium or bones in the arteries, and they freak out. Bones in the arteries. This is the exact description from Dr. Mark Houston. He's one of the functional medicine guru. He's a legend in cardiology, and he was saying this. The problem in calcium is that there is bad forms of calcium that can easily come and deposit on the arteries, and there are better forms, and there are ways to protect our arteries from deposition of calcium. So there is calcium carbonate. This is, we call it the rock. Calcium comes from rocks. Calcium carbonate can be upsetting to the gut. We can find it in the Tums. Calcium carbonate is not the best form of calcium. Calcium citrate is better, gentler on the gut, and we get, I think, 25% absorption from the calcium citrate. And there is also, I like preferentially the calcium, something called calcium hydroxyapatite. But it's not just calcium, Earl. We need to focus on the fact that we get calcium from many of the foods, leafy greens, things that most people are still eating. We get it from dairy products, and it's just, you know, you're not deficient in calcium and you take calcium. You're mainly deficient in vitamin D3, and the vitamin D3 is important for the deposition of the calcium that you might already have enough of and put it in the bones where we need it to be. The other nutrient that's important is vitamin K2. The vitamin K2 is what's actually the secret agent that's protecting our arteries from the deposition of the calcium. And many of those products with vitamin D having D3 and K2, or vitamin D3 and a combination of K1 and K2 to help with this effect. So they can work on the calcium and kind of tame it and put it in the bones where they belong. So for most people, we recommend when they have problems in osteopenia, osteoporosis, to take combination of D3 and K2. And then with the calcium, we get to be a bit conservative. Well, some patients have low calcium in their blood and they need to take calcium, but we make sure that they also have the D3 and the K2. And then if we are talking about reversing osteopenia and osteoporosis with supplements, that happens in a range of 1 to 3 years. And I put them on a program of several things that help with increasing bone density, that have also magnesium, strontium, that have other ingredients that help with looking at the bones as a living organ, that we want it strong, not brittle. But I warn people that you're going to follow the program 1 year to see better score when you do DEXA screening on your bones, and 3 years to reverse osteoporosis. And we have several success stories that used only natural medicine to help with this osteopenia and osteoporosis, and they didn't need to take medications. And we do this working with their doctors and practitioners as well. They sign off on the plans because some of the patients cannot take alendronate and bisphosphonates, or some patients are worried about the side effects of these medications or the injectables to help increase the bone density and increase vitamin D levels.
So is osteoporosis a just more common in females than it is in males?
It is. We are seeing it more in males now because of how stressful life is and how the food supply is not helping us to eat healthy. But women more, there is studies that show that women during menopause within 7 years, we have much higher incidence of osteopenia and osteoporosis because of the lack of estrogen. Because estrogen, when it's low, it's very important in the formation of the important bone minerals. So some patients actually that cannot take bisphosphonates, they are prescribed estrogen to help. That happens more in Europe. They are prescribed estrogen to help with osteoporosis, believe it or not. But it's unfortunate that that this is happening more in women during menopause. So I tell women in the rebirth during perimenopause and menopause, focus on the vitamin D3 and K2. You have to take it daily, and focus on exercise. You need to make sure that you keep your muscle mass and you keep your bones strong, and you check your hormones to make sure that you balance your estrogen and progesterone, and because they are very important in your bone health, and of course many other things.
Dr. Omar, Bab says, I wish everyone knew about LDN, especially people who suffer from autoimmune diseases. Unfortunately, many doctors do not tell their patients about LDN and will not prescribe it to their patients.
Low-dose naltrexone is a very old drug and has been used for over 40 years in compounding pharmacies to help with autoimmune conditions like Hashimoto's, like Crohn's, fibromyalgia. And it's one of the medications that changed the history and the future of functional medicine, Earl, because patients would take it and then they would not need to take many other medications. Because it's compounded, not backed by drug companies, it's not very well communicated to patients. And I want to tell the listeners, if someone needs LDN, we can help them, connect them with practitioners to prescribe low-dose naltrexone who know about it. And Wiltopia have been working with this compound for almost 8 years now. And we have many success stories. And I can actually talk to a lot of providers about LDN. And funny story is that one of the big hospital systems in Wisconsin, I had a big meeting with them maybe 6 years ago or 5 years ago. And they gathered all of their doctors to listen about LDN. They asked so many questions, Earl. And I was thinking, oh my God, they're going to send me thousands of prescriptions after this fruitful meeting. Guess what happened, Earl? Guess what happened? During COVID, I would have one of their pharmacists coming to my pharmacy and telling me, we opened a pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy, and this is my number one compound that I'm dispensing, LDN, in one of the big hospital systems in Wisconsin. They were giving it in a really good price for their patients because it was, you know, something that they found the benefits of.
You know, Dr. Omar, always fascinating information. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You know, we got a little information that we're going to share with you on the other side.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Dr. Omar is the best pharmacist in Wisconsin.
Oh, my God, that's huge. Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Well, no, this is what one of the texters wrote.
Going on morning blend.
And I can, you know, I agree with it, you know. No question whatsoever. Let me ask you.
Thank you.
So that was a time before Dr. Omar became the pharmacist. I mean, it realized that pharmacy is his lifeblood, that you did some other things. I can't fathom you doing anything other than what you're doing now. Tell us a little bit about the history of Dr. Omar and how you wound up where you are.
Yeah, so my history is that my mother wanted to be a pharmacist, but she was not a pharmacist. She became an accountant, and she got really upset about it all her life. She decided that anyone she's going to get out of her tummy is going to be pharmacist, boy, girl. So me and my brother and sister, we are all pharmacists. But when I wasn't in third grade, Earl, I had these marks in an exam. And I saw my mother like telling me in a frantic voice, by these grades, you're never going to be a pharmacist. And that kind of went heavily on my soul. So here I am, second year pharmacy school student. And I decided, no, this is not what I want to do. I want to do something different. And I was very depressed at that time, and I decided to do something different. So I was studying the pharmacy school, and at the same time, I had the hobby of writing, like, stories about this guy who goes in history meeting historic figures and telling them about his challenges of not wanting to be a pharmacist. And these stories became very famous in Egypt at that time and in the Middle East. And I published two books about these stories. And then I graduated. And then I remember I was in pharmacy school at that time, the last couple of years. And I raised my hands to the sky and I asked God, God, I don't want to be a pharmacist. So I got a scholarship to study screenwriting and filmmaking after pharmacy school. And I decided early retirement from pharmacy. Then I traveled to New York, learned screenwriting and filmmaking professionally, went back to the Middle East and worked as a professional screenwriter for 4 years. I had the best screenwriting workshop in the country. And I was writing TV shows, in cartoons, I wrote, you know, there was an adaptation of The Apprentice by Donald Trump. There was the adaptation in the Middle East, really? The best adaptation of this program. I wrote it and I was part of it. And we did it among five different countries, Dubai, and we did it between Lebanon and Egypt. It was great. It was a great time. And then suddenly, like 5 years later, I get a phone call from my brother who is a pharmacist in Wisconsin. And he tells me, Omar, I need you next to me. I need you next to me. I want you to come here for a little bit. So I traveled to Wisconsin and then I met this pharmacist who's creating a program to help patients get well by having the pharmacist meets the patient and explain to them how to use their medicine. And he got me into it and I met patients and I found the other side of the pharmacy, that they are tools that help people get better and get well. And something happened that made me fall in love again with pharmacy. And since then, I was working as a pharmacist and screenwriter. Fast forward 2 years, I had to take a decision. What is going to be my hobby? What is going to be my profession? And I found that I like what I do. So it's just short version of a long, dramatic story, Irv.
Well, you know, now I understand. You had some affiliation with Donald Trump.
Believe it or not.
Come on, man.
We didn't know at that time. We didn't know it would happen this way.
Well, we are all the better for it. And, man, having you and what you do and the people you help, you know, is just as every time I come to the pharmacy, man, there are people just everywhere, and they get the same thing that I get when I walk in there, and that's, you know, undivided attention, and a beautiful, clean, just beautiful facility, really kind people, man. But more than anything else, I always walk out of there with the goodies. I just feel better, man. You know, if anybody would have told me aging would be like this, I wouldn't have had any fear at all for doing it. So I'm looking forward to the next stages and phases of my life and not backing down. I'm going to stay as active as I always am. As long as I got Dr. Omar, you know, no telling how long I'll be able to do this.
Thank you, Earl. Appreciate it.
All right. Dr. Omar, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Always good seeing Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You have been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Up next, Richard Trent, Alliance, Main Street Alliance. See you later, Dr. Omar.
See you later. See you later. Take care.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.